boneless round steak, $1.88 a pound. Boneless tip roast, $2.28 a pound. And onion rolls that Joe Mama didn't believe existed are 99 cents for six of them. That's what you told me.
There ain't no such thing you old cook as onion rolls.
And here it is, right in the newspaper. We're crying out loud. Saw on the news this morning before we left the house, the inmates at the Bristol County Jail are on a rampage. They were yesterday in Massachusetts.
Where's Bristol County?
New Bedford, Massachusetts. All of them went goofy yesterday, setting fires that nearly destroyed that old 165-year-old prison. At least 9 people were hurt. They showed pictures of it. It had smoke boiling out of every window and crook and cranny and crevice. They were all running around, breaking windows, and acting like total fools. You know what they ought to do, Joe Mama?
Well, yeah, because you know what? Taxpayers are going to have to pay to replace all those windows, and that burned-out building we're going to have to rebuild.
Leave it just exactly like it is. Don't replace any windows. If they want to clean up that mess, if they want to live like human beings instead of pigs, let them do it themselves. Yeah. Don't spend one penny on going there and cleaning that thing
and
up.
And it's cold in Massachusetts.
You bet
let those windows
freeze their little butts
yeah,
off.
That's right.
Idiots.
That's like when inmates go on hunger strikes.
You know
let them go. You just don't have to feed them.
You know why they went on their rampage?
No.
They did a cell-by-cell search, you know, looking for contraband and dope.
Uh-huh.
They didn't find too awful much, some homemade tools and communications devices.
Uh-huh.
Didn't find too much dope or anything, but it made them mad because they searched their cells. What are you doing searching our cells? You're violating our civil rights.
Yeah.
Hey, Joker, when you're in the pen, you don't have any civil rights. That's why you're there.
Yeah, whose rights did they violate to get there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think our country is, that's the reason we've got so much crime, because crime does pay.
You know what they'll do?
You can go out and do what you want to do, and you serve very little time, and you're treated like God. You get all free medical. You get everything taken care of, and then you can come out and do it again.
You know what they'll do? They'll go in there, and they'll repair it, and they'll rebuild it. They'll put down new carpet. They'll replace color TVs in there for them. Say, oh, golly, guys, we hope you are comfortable. Bless your little heart.
I bet a lot of homeless people on the street would have loved to have even been living in a prison to have had a roof over their head and 3 meals a day.
You know it.
And they have to go and screw it up.
Our telephone number is 623-6661 if you happen to have an opinion.
Oh, and speaking of that, I saw 2020 the other night. Do you know that anyone can go into a police supply place and buy a complete police outfit?
Now, that's got to be one of the most ignorant things I've ever heard of.
They don't have to show nothing. You can go in and buy a complete outfit. You can even buy badges for different towns that have the name of the town. You know, like it'd be like Hot Springs Police Department. Go in, buy complete outfits. You can buy the lights for the cars, sirens for the cars, the complete nightsticks, guns, handcuffs. And they said the problem with that is that a lot of rapists and murderers are going out to buying complete police outfits, pulling people over, and people trust them because they're cops.
Yeah, sure. You think, you know, you see a cop. He's a good guy. He's the guy that's there to help you. You're sure he's going to pull over.
2020 asked the...
Why do they let him do that?
Well, 2020 asked the supply company, why couldn't you just ask for verification? Ask for something to prove that they're police officers. Well, they'd just go to another one.
Well, let's eliminate all of them then.
The thing of it is, if they're legitimate cops, they shouldn't mind.
It ought to be the responsibility of each individual police department to have a place under their control that has this type of stuff.
We like to make laws and pass laws so much, let's make a law making it a law that you have to show proof.
I bet there's no place here in Hot Springs, Arkansas that does that. I bet there's not.
They claim that all do.
Would you get the number of the police department? I'll call them and ask them about it.
The police department wouldn't know? I don't know.
Well, they barely know where they get their britches at.
They did say that, to be on the safe side, that everybody they talked to, all the police chiefs in different towns and all, because they were kind of, you know, 2020 was, because what they told 2020 was, if you are being pulled over by a policeman in an unmarked police car, and he puts lights on, and he's going to pull you over, they said, put your flashers on, your blinkers on, whatever, show him that you do acknowledge he's there, and just keep driving until you come to a populated area, like a convenience store or something like that, before you pull in. 2020 said, well, you mean you're not going to shoot us for trying to escape? And they said, no, if it's an unmarked car, they will understand. If it's a marked car, go ahead and pull over. But if it's an unmarked car, to be on the safe side, do that. And if it's an unmarked car, you can ask for a marked car backup. to where they have to radio in and have an actual police car show up on the scene, and they said they will understand because of the crime involving police uniforms, mm-hmm. that they will understand. So I don't know if the police department would hear, would go along with that.
I'll call
But that's what 2020 is recommending you do. If you're pulled over by an unmarked car, just drive to a convenience mm-hmm. store someplace where there is people. And you can ask for a marked car backup.
If there's any cops listening, why don't you call me and let me know about that. My number is 623-6661, or the pre-call. Anywhere you can hear this big old radio station is 1-800-547-6661. If you're a policeman, give me a call and let's talk about that. If not, I'll call out the police department and ask them. Whether you've just...
Oh, I saw one of the most interesting things the other night, Saturday night. You were working. But on TV, they had the special on discovery of Noah's Ark.
Yeah, I heard you... We were talking a little bit about that. And they actually know where the Ark is. They have
pinpointed it down to where they know exactly where it is.
How come I hadn't seen any pictures of it?
Well, because the few pictures that are... It's only exposed for a few months of the year because of the snow and everything.
Why hasn't the National Geographic Society sent some people over there and done a pictorial on it?
Who knows? The few people that have actually seen it, most of them were not actively searching for the Ark when they came upon it.
Hey, Chuck, come here. I think I found the Ark.
The people who have seen it said they have no doubt in their mind that it is the Ark. And they wanted the United States to send up or to take pictures with one of their spy satellites right there on Mount Ararat because they can pin, you know, the same kind of spy stuff they used during the Baghdad War.
I understand we got a satellite up there that is so powerful that you can read a postage stamp.
That's what I've heard. But the United States declined to do it because they didn't want their enemies to know how exact a science they've got down to. So they went to France and got France to use one of their spy satellites. And they have determined that what is there, the size of it and everything, is a man-made object that is there on the side of the mountain. And it is the Ark.
You told me that one old boy years ago actually found it and cut off a little piece of the wood, and he has the wood in his possession even as you and I speak on the radio.
Yes, he said it is his most prized possession, that to him it is a gift from God. His partner died during that expedition.
Of course, non-believers say that Noah could not have gotten all the animals inside the Ark because it was so small.
They have run all this through computers, through talking to scientists, through environmentalists and everything. They have come to the conclusion that back then, 5,000 years ago, that right today we have 400 species of different breeds of dogs.
Right.
But they all descended from one.
So he wouldn't have to had all kind of dogs in there, just two dogs.
Right. That the animals were more condensed. That then, in the 5,000 years, we have expanded to make new breeds that come from this and come from that. The tigers and the lions and all that.
What about the elephants, though? Just think, two elephants in a boat that size would have taken up an awful lot of room.
Well, they've done everything so scientifically on this that some non-believers said, well, they were in the Ark for about 370-something days, over a year. And they said, well, they couldn't have possibly had enough food on the Ark to have fed Noah and his sons and their wives. There was eight people on board. And they couldn't have taken care of that many animals, blah, 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 blah. Well, they've said that because it was stormy and overcast because of the rain that was descended down, a lot of the animals would have gone into a semi-type of hibernation.
Makes sense.
They would have been less active. They would have eaten less. So it would have been easier to take care of. And they have proved scientifically that 5,000 years ago, approximately 5,000 years ago, the Earth was totally covered in water.
I don't doubt it.
And in every religious, every sect of life that they've come across, there is a story of Noah. Not necessarily by the name of Noah, but of the story of...
But still the legend's there.
Yes, the story of Noah and his family on the Ark with the animals and all the water on the Earth.
You know what my theory on the animal part of it is?
Right.
It may be a little bit on the absurd side, but you know the old coot, and it could very well be. You've got the boat, which is not that big of a boat, 40 cubits long, I think it was.
It was over close to 400 feet.
It was a pretty big boat.
Yes.
But if the Lord wanted to take all the animals and put them in there and save them, now what kind of a trick would it have been for God to shrink the animals and make them a little bitty? Yeah. I mean, if he could make the world, it wouldn't be any trick at all to shrink an animal down and make it a foot tall. Really? Yeah. I mean, I'm serious on that.
Well, if he God wanted works to, he could in do mysterious
it.
Ways.
If he wanted to, he could darn sure do it.
And he does things his way. And he tested Noah's faith on that, and Noah and them won out. But they also proved scientifically how, it was really to show how the water could have happened on the earth with the different things happening, the water around the earth,
I
the water coming up
from
the core of the earth. And it really was interesting.
Did anybody tape that series on VCR? I sure would like to see
they
it.
They were offering the tape that you could buy.
Well, I ain't got no money to buy no tape.
They'll probably run it again. A lot of those specials they do, they run it on Discovery and A&E and things like that, which I watch a lot of.
If anybody taped it, would you mind calling me 623-6661 or my free 800 call? Anywhere you can hear the radio station is 1-800 and then dial 547-6661.
I believe.
Believe in what?
I believe that that's Noah's Ark. I believe there wasn't Noah and there was an Ark, and that's Noah's Ark, and I believe there's a God.
Figured out, Miss Dumplin, how we're going to give away our boat show tickets today. Let me get my microphone pulled.
Excuse me, I was yawning.
I heard that. And you read in the DJ manual handbook, no yawning on the radio?
I have never read a DJ manual handbook in my life. Can you tell?
I did, but it was about 1959 or 60 when I read it for the last time. And I only read a little bit of it then.
Do you know that today is Senator Ted Kennedy's birthday?
Are you speaking to me when you say, do you know?
Yes.
No, I had no idea.
61 years old.
Ted Kennedy, is he the one that's always in trouble with women?
And drinking, yes.
61? That old devil's only 61?
61.
I figured he's
8. It's also Drew Barrymore's birthday, and she's only 18, just turned 18, and she's been around since dirt.
I don't have any idea who in the devil Drew Barrymore
Drew
is.
Drew Barrymore was the little girl in... E.T.
Oh,
who
the played little blonde. Was
yeah.
she really?
Yeah.
Is she any kin to Lionel Barrymore?
Yeah, she's his great granddaughter or something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You'd think after living for 52 years, I'd
you'd
know
a little something.
Bit more than I do, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I don't understand why. I thought I used to know a lot of stuff till I met you.
Oh,
and I realized I don't know.
And I wanted to tell you, the next time that it rains and your paper gets all wet, like on you wake up on a Sunday morning and you go out to get your Sunday paper and it's sopping wet.
Call the paper office.
Well, you can either do that or you can stick it in the microwave for a few minutes and it'll dry it right out.
Here's the Sunday paper, honey. Stick it.
In the microwave.
In the microwave,
yeah.
I mean.
Would you microwave my paper for me? Yeah.
I microwaved some jars the other day. First time I've ever used a microwave for actually drying something out, but I had to wash some jars and put them in there. It worked good, didn't it? Got them hotter than a devil.
Yeah.
Had to run water over them to cool them
yeah,
off.
Yeah, remember when microwaves first came out, they used to tell you it heats the food and not the container.
Lie number one from the microwave people.
Yes, oh, man, it'll get hot. You stick a cup in there and heat up some coffee and see how quick, you know. Maybe we just don't have a good microwave.
Arzu Maha, he drives a train over in Bangladesh, said an elephant whose calf was knocked down and injured by another locomotive blocked his train and then rammed the engine until it could no longer run. Elephant just wouldn't quit. Got the engine all disabled, just beat it the devil out of it.
Good.
Then disappeared back into the jungle. Really, isn't that
nice? What happened to her baby?
Baby was knocked down by another locomotive.
Well, but I mean, did the baby live?
Didn't say, but it just said knocked down and injured. Didn't say it killed the little baby elephant. But she was flat PO'd at the train,
well,
wasn't she?
Well, wouldn't any mother, you know?
I'm glad
you think
to hear
about
that.
It. It'd be like if a car come along and hit some mother's child and just kept going. It would kind of tick the mother off. I don't blame her one bit. Good for you, honey.
One for your side, ma'am, elephant.
Yeah.
Eddie Burks of London, he's a part-time psychic consultant. Well, they hired Eddie, the Counson Company did, some bankers over there in London, hired him as a ghostbuster after employees reported seeing a headless figure in a long, white, old-timey dress. Burks told the Sunday Telegraph newspaper that he spoke to the ghost, which he said was a nobleman that was beheaded near the bank many years ago.
Did he hold his head up for a dance?
Here I am. He talked to him and persuaded him to leave.
Did he talk to the shoulders or talk to the head?
Oh, you always want to know stuff like that. That's news you can read along with, incidentally.
Yeah, I saw in the paper where Al Gore, our VP, was at a deal, and a little girl was asked the question of who is the boss of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
3 years old, she says, Hillary.
Well, at least she knows the straight skinny, doesn't
That's
she?
That's right.
Little kid, nobody's fool.
I want to tell you something that really, I think we have gone downhill.
Hold it a second. Do I have time to go out and smoke a cigarette while you're doing this? It sounds like it's going to be a long dissertation.
Well, this is something that really...
I'll be out here in the hall if you need me. If you need your buttons pushed or anything like that, I'll be out here.
It gets my goat.
Hugs and kisses, little dumpling. What? Don't quit talking just because I leave the room.
Well, I was speaking to you.
Oh, I'm here. You go ahead.
It seems like the movie Aladdin by Disney.
Yeah.
You know, everybody said it was great. You know, great show.
I haven't
Box
seen
office
it yet.
Means. Well, it seems like the Arab Americans are protesting Aladdin because they said it stereotypes and degrades Arabs.
Baloney.
They said that the cartoon drawing with the exaggerated large noses and speaking with a foreign accent causes people to be suspicious of Arab-looking people and of foreign-speaking people.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't Arabs have big noses and speak with accents?
That makes no never mind.
It does, too,
makes
if it's true.
No, never mind. I think it is getting to the point of ridiculous when we're even protesting cartoons.
I know.
Hey, guys, it's a cartoon, a fun family-type thing.
Remember, you may...
No bad language in it, no nothing. I mean, you could take kids to it. They're protesting it.
No matter what you do, you're going to make somebody mad
by doing it. The Civil Liberties Union are not going to be happy until we are all totally gray.
No
color at all.
No individual personalities
at all.
That's right.
No accents, no coloring, no nothing to where we're all just stereotype people. Then the Civil Liberties Union will be happy. And I think, if anything would make me want to leave this world and move to another planet, they're pushing the right buttons.
Aren't they, though?
It's to me, that is one of the most ridiculous things I've heard yet. And the hell of it is, they'll probably win their suit.
No doubt about it. The more ignorant a lawsuit is, the better chance you have of winning. And if money's involved, the chance of the payout being so high, it's unbelievable.
Well, I think this is an all-time low.
This is not the first time cartoons have come under attack, though. Many years ago, I think it was back in the 50s, some mamsy-pamsy group got all up in arms and upset because Porky Pig didn't wear breeches.
Oh,
he was
and
naked.
That came up again later, too.
And then they wanted to put some sort of little cover on cow tits. You know, cows in the movie, in the cartoons. They wanted to cover up the milk bag because, oh, we can't have little children seeing that, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, it's getting ridiculous. It's getting... But yet they will teach kids in school the complete body parts, kindergarten kids. Give them names, usage, and everything. I think kindergarten's a little young to be taught sex education. I'm sorry, I do. I think there's some things that nature has to have her way with before the mind takes over. And giving them books on Heather Has Two Mommies.
Yeah.
And when Daddy's
teaching
friend
homosexuality.
Comes to visit. Yeah, it's... No.
They ought to be worried about that instead of cartoons, but Aladdin with big nose and rag heads
hey,
and what all.
We're not going to have to worry about it, because if the world is going the way it is, homosexuals are going to take over, nobody's going to have kids anyway, and we're all just going to vanish.
And one day the world will be back like it should, with no people. Maybe it can regenerate itself.
Just animals. Well, we're doing away with them already, too.
You'd like to join in the conversation, our phone number is 623-6661. Or it's a free call anywhere you can hear us, 1-800-547-6661, KBHS, the radio station that gives you a chance to win a pound of weasel meat.
Today is the second of the three-part interview with serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer that...
I've missed it so far.
Inside Edition is doing. Nancy Glass has been talking to him. And she says he scares the bejesus out of her. Said he appears to be, this is a quote, he appears to be so normal. But as I spoke to him, it became clear to me how he got away with it for so many years. He's a master manipulator.
Yeah, he said if he gets out, he'll do it again. There's probably judges up around. Oh, let's let him out and just see if he'll eat other people.
Well, she said that he is very intelligent, very articulate. But as soon as you asked him about what he did, he just shuts down. But he claims that he didn't kill and dismember his victims because he was angry with them, and not because he hated them, but because he wanted to keep them with him.
Well, that's
and
closeness, huh?
Yes, it became an obsession with him.
If he ever calls your house and says, hey, man, come over and give me a hand, don't go.
Oh, Trev, trip. Well, anyway, today is the second of the three-part interview, and that's on at 4 p.m. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 p.m. And it's I want to watch that interview. He fascinates me because you don't hear too much. You hear what he said, but I've never seen him actually
what
speak.
What amazes me about him, he doesn't have that look, and most of them do.
No, and he claims he started out just doing it because he had to make himself, like, eat the hearts and things like that. But he wanted to try to, and said he was doing something with a syringe, injecting something, he said. The man is just obviously out in there, and I really believe that the best for the world would be if he was put down. I'm talking about an animal.
Immediately.
But I do think they ought to study him and try to find out what causes him to tick. But, you know, on another thing, part of our problem is, where is it?
Beats me, Joe Mama.
Oh.
A couple of minutes past 8 on KBHS.
It seems like...
It could take a while.
Well, darn it. I had it, and now I don't know what I did with it. But what amounted to is there was a guy who got a sentence. Oh, here he is. Here it is. It was in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Friday. They sentenced this guy to 3 life terms, 2 of them consecutive, for the slashing murders of his wife and 2 children. Now, they found him mentally impaired, and they sentenced him, now, 3 life terms, 2 of them consecutive.
He'll be out by the weekend.
Well, they said he'll be eligible for parole in 30 years. And they said it's still a mystery, his motive. They don't know why he did it, but the judge said it was the saddest case he'd seen in 40 years of law. Mm-hmm. Now, what I think part of our judicial problem is, here they sentenced the man to 3 life terms.
That's what it should be. Forever,
and they're saying,
ever, not get out in 2 years.
But immediately they add on there, he's eligible for parole in 30 years.
Well, that's where the
that
whole thing
no
is screwed
sense.
Up.
Exactly. If they sentence someone to 10 years, they should get 10 years. If they sentence them to life, they should get life. This is ridiculous. When you can plea bargain out of something, when you can say, I'm guilty, but the lawyers tell you, well, if you plea bargain, we can get you down to manslaughter, and you'll only get, 10 years and probably be out in 4.
Well,
let's go that way.
The problem is, if you do the crime, you don't have to do the time.
It's getting really ridiculous. It really is.
And it's the court's fault.
Well, and with the gun lobbyist, it seems like there's a problem there, too. The Rifle Association says, and I have to agree with them on this, that the problem is not banning the guns. If they would enforce the justice and the law when they arrest these people, they wouldn't be back out on the street.
True.
That it's not the gun that kills, it's the person holding the gun.
They could kill with a pair of knives.
And some have. Some have. And I do think they're going to have to do something. But now in Virginia, they did put a gun law on that says that a person can only purchase 1 handgun per month. Per month. And that seems kind of strange.
How many guns can you use anyway?
I don't know. Something's got to be done. I don't think it's taking the guns away. I don't think, because nowadays you have to have a gun just about to feel protected if you're taking a trip or anything, in case your car breaks down.
Too many idiots out there.
Well, you can't let somebody stop and help you. I mean, they might stop to help you, or they might stop to help themselves. And it's scary. I do think we need to get them off the street, but we need to keep them off the street once we get them off the street. The poor cops are out there working their little buns off and putting them away, and we're turning them back loose. Let's put Jewel in there again. Let him do some more work.
Tell them about that judge you were telling me about a while ago, wherever it was. An amazing story. You still got that fact there?
Yeah. In Annapolis, Maryland, he is, his judicial confirmation is in jeopardy. Because it seems like a lot of angry people have been calling the Senate offices and the Attorney General, and they're opposed to the nomination, because reportedly this John Arnick told people that, quote, all women are lying bitches.
Dummy.
So he apologized and denied being a sexist, but the damage is done. The women are upset and said, no, we don't want him as a judge.
Then he recanted and said, well, they're not all liars.
They're not all liars.
What do you think his chances of actually getting confirmed?
I don't know. They'll probably put him up there with old What's-His-Face in Washington and...
Marion Barry.
Yeah, along with all those other people.
Have been. A judge in New York who is a Catholic, was found to have acted legally, yet he was still criticized by just about everybody in New York. He ordered a prosecutor in his court to remove the Ash Wednesday sacramental ashes from his forehead, which, of course, is a Catholic symbol of penance. I don't think he had any right to do that.
Well, I don't know if he had the right. I don't see what it hurt for the guy to have, you know, that's his religious belief. This separation of church and state and all that, to me, is just getting out of hand. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially what did it hurt?
No religion and education. Heck, you can't even say a prayer in school anymore.
Well, and it was on the guy's...
Magdalene Murray O'Hara to be deported.
Well, that. And the ashes were on the guy's, his own forehead. What difference did it hurt? If he went in there wearing an earring, would they have tried to take it out?
Probably not. Because they'd have thought he was gay then and couldn't infringe on his rights. But if they found out he was religious, we don't mind. We'll, if you're...
Yeah, that's out of hand.
Yeah, really. I wonder, can you still pledge allegiance to the flag in school? Have they done away with that yet?
I don't know. When I went to school, we had prayer in school, and every morning we said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and we sang America, and it was a sense of patriotism in school, which we don't have anymore. I think when you start separating church from state, to the point, our country was founded.
That's why we left England.
Yes,
because taxes and religious persecution.
That's right. And to me, everything that our country's been founded on, our money, everything, said in God we trust. Well, when you turn your back on God, you know, it's just a good possibility he's going to turn his back on us.
You're in a heap of trouble, friend.
I think so. Well, I noticed, too, that, you know that movie that you said you wanted to see called Falling Down?
Yeah.
About, with Michael Douglas?
Where he just gets tired and sick and tired of...
Okay, well, it seems like workers... The quote says, workers are mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore.
Now, workers, that covers an awful large area.
Well, what it amounts to is it's not just workers. It's specifically defense, laid off defense workers. They said first came the movie The Temp. It was about a temporary secretary who apparently kills her way to the top. And so the temp agencies, they're not thrilled about that. And said, now comes the movie Falling Down.
And he's a defense worker?
Okay. They said it's about a nerdy, laid-off defense worker who snaps after losing his job at a Southern California defense company.
Well, I wouldn't get mad if they did one about a guy that went crazy that was a former radio announcer.
Well, I think this is where the problem comes in. They're not dealing with it on an intelligence level. It's a movie!
Sure it is. It's entertainment.
It's made up. It's fiction. It's a movie. But the problem is... It says, he goes on a rampage, he destroys a Korean-owned grocery store, and then opens fire at a fast food restaurant. And it said, if that wasn't enough, Douglas wears a pair of dorky 50s glasses, a buzz cut, and a plastic pocket protector. So they're upset because it's the head of the organization that helps find work for laid-off defense professionals. They sent a letter to Warner Brothers. And they claim that the film, quote, kicks defense workers while they're down and are going through their darkest hours.
Oh, baloney.
And about, statistic is, about 400,000 people have lost jobs in the defense industry in the past few years, and another 1.5 million jobs are expected to disappear by 1996. They claim the film not only suggests defense workers may be unstable, but reinforces the stereotype that they are out of date and unsuitable for mainstream jobs.
Bull hockey.
They went to great pains to draw a caricature of defense professionals. They went so far as to even have him wear a tie bar.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No wonder the little nerds are upset.
Warner Brothers spokesman said, well, it's purely coincidence that the writer happened to pick a defense worker as the guy in the thing. It's not meant to disparage any particular group. People are losing their jobs everywhere from all walks of life. Are people so unhappy and have nothing to do with their lives except pick apart everything?
Bitch, you're quitching.
The movie is meant to entertain you for about an hour and a half. You go in, you watch it, you say, hey, that was good, or hey, I didn't like that.
You know what I'd like to
say? It's not meant to base your life around, troops. It's a movie. It's fictional. These are actors. Actors.
You know what would have made the movie better? If they would have had Charles Bronson and... Dirty Harry in it. Now you're talking about kicking some butt.
I don't understand that these people can watch a movie and it gets them so upset they'll say, oh, my Lord, that's portraying, it's like Aladdin and the Big Nose Arabs. I just don't understand it. People get real.
Go ahead, sucker.
Here, would you put that somewhere? Imagination, not believe that Hitler annihilated Jews.
Ultimate stupidity is the only reason I can think of.
Which gets us to the rebel flag thing. You know how in different Confederate states the rebel flag is under fire.
Did you have a story on that? Did you see that this morning?
No.
We'll continue. I'll get it for you.
I saw a thing on it last night. On Dateline, they had a little update. It seems like part of the problem is not so much that the blacks are saying, well, the flag denotes slavery, but the white supremacy groups, the KKK and groups like that, have totally taken the rebel flag as their flag, and they fly it. And that's what has people upset. It's not that the rebel flag, it's because of the Confederacy. That had really not that much to do with it. It's the fear that the rebel flag invokes in people because of groups like the KKK. And I think if we're going to do anything, then we ought to ban the KKK from flying the rebel flag.
Here's the news story I was talking about, Dateline Atlanta. Governor Miller gave up his fight yesterday to remove the Confederate battle emblem from Georgia's flag, blaming extremists on both sides for the lack of support in the legislature. He said, I've given this issue my best and strongest effort. He said in a letter to the House Rules Committee chairman, I still strongly believe that the change in the flag is the right thing to do. However, extremists from both sides have complicated the issue beyond any immediate solution. So they're at a stalemate down there.
And gridlock over it, yeah. It's a sad situation. I can understand, though, where certain groups would be so afraid of the KKK that when they see that flag, they think of the KKK if that's what they're flying. And it's like the swastika, I'm sure, to most Jews, mm-hmm. is a total symbol of hatred.
Sure it is.
And I've always, when I first heard this, I thought it was just over the Civil War, is what I thought it was. And I thought, how stupid, you know. I don't even know anybody that was in the Civil War.
Neither does anybody else alive today.
But evidently it goes a lot deeper than that. It's the KKK and the white supremacy groups are causing the flag. And I don't think we ought to allow hate groups anyway.
Some guy here that wants to refuse. Go ahead, sir.
All righty. Your statement on the battle flag of the Civil War this morning.
Uh-huh.
South, there are 500,000 American boys from both sides got killed during the Civil War, and I don't think it's something to forget. 250,000 of them from the South, roughly.
Right.
My grandfather and his brothers fought for the South, and that flag means different things to different people.
That's right, I agree.
I think what the big problem down there is, they're worrying about the battle emblem of the...
Well, because a few subversive organizations use an emblem for their purposes, just because they prostituted it, shouldn't be...
Exactly, that's where I said they ought to try to do away with these groups using that flag.
The hate groups.
For that.
I think so too, but still.
Because I hate...
The slavery connotation, but if you read your history, the Civil War started over states' rights. Slavery was an issue, but not a major issue.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, one of Lincoln's campaign promises that he would not free the slave. Well, it worked around to his advantage to use that. So, it doesn't necessarily have the connotation that most people believe. I think education is the answer more than just stopping the use of it.
Well, that's what I said when I first started hearing about the problem with the flag down there. I thought it was over the Civil War, and I was totally appalled that they wanted to do away with the Confederate flag because of that. Because I personally don't know anybody that was a slave, and I can't believe that they would say that a flag was responsible, when to me the flag was just that. It was the Confederate flag of the Confederate States.
Yeah. Well, the flag they're all really up in arms about was actually a battle flag and not the national flag.
Well, I think the national flag, though, has come under fire, too, hasn't it?
Well, it may be, but the St. Andrew's Cross or the cross flag is the one that...
Right. Well, that's why this show I saw last night said that the main problem was that it puts fear in the hearts of the minority because of people like the KKK and the white supremacy groups. Them using the flag, that's what they're connotating it with. That when they see the flag, they think of this as these subversive groups that are against minorities.
Well, sure, it's been used, you know, but like I say, the original purpose of the flag was not for that, and I think that should be stressed also.
I think it's a shame that something like that you have to pull down the flag because of a group of few. They're not the majority, they're the minority, and they're controlling things, and I don't think it's right.
I think we have a little birdie of all minorities controlled right now. Minorities speak louder than the majority sometimes these days.
That's right.
The minority is the powerful majority at this time in history anyway.
And the problem is the tactic they're using is fear.
Okay, I've got it off my chest. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate your comment. Thank you very much. KB.
What? They have found out that if you'd like to lose about 4 pounds in 4 weeks, this isn't really... it was a study by the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago, reported to the Family Circle, that if you inhale Fritos when you're hungry. No, I'm serious. If you smell...
How are you going to get a Frito up your nose?
If you smell Fritos when you're hungry, it takes away it lessens your food cravings.
You mean inhale the essence of Fritos, not the actual smell. Frito. Well, you said inhale a Frito. You can't get one of them up your nose.
Smell Fritos, troops, when you're hungry, and it's supposed to take away your appetite, and you can go on and lose some weight.
Bet you can't just smell one.
Oh, that's Lay's, honey. That's Lay's potato chips. Didn't say anything about potato chips.
Sorry about that.